KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Amazingly, the structure of most living things, and many other things as well, conforms to one sequence of numbers. It was described in the 1200s by Italian mathematician Leonardo Pisano, also called Fibonacci, working from earlier Indian ideas. The Fibonacci sequence is 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, and onward, where the first two numbers, 1 and 1, add up to the next number, 2. The next two numbers, 1 and 2, add up to the...
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Local parishioners gathered to pray and light candles at a church in Buenos Aires shortly after the death of Pope Francis was announced today. Francis was the first Latin American pope, and his legacy resonated deeply in his homeland, Argentina. In Vatican City, bells tolled at St. Peter's Basilica as crowds flooded to the square to pay tribute to the pope. Francis is being remembered for his humility and his unwavering commitment to the poor and marginalized. The Vatican has released the official cause of the Pope's death. NPR's Jason DeRose has the details.
The Vatican News Agency says the cause of Pope Francis' death has been identified as a stroke followed by a coma and irreversible cardiocirculatory collapse. The director of the Vatican's health office issued the official certification. According to the medical report, the Pope had a prior history of acute respiratory failure caused by double pneumonia, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes. Earlier this year, Francis was hospitalized for more than a month due to pneumonia. As late as Sunday, he attended Easter Mass and met with world leaders and the faithful at the Vatican. Pope Francis was 88 years old. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
With the death of Pope Francis, the Catholic Church now begins the ancient and secretive process of choosing his successor. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports Francis opened up the College of Cardinals globally.
He has appointed Catholic cardinals from parts of the world that had never been represented at the Vatican. So now what happens is when these 100-plus cardinals meet in Rome, probably within the next week or so, many of them don't know each other. So it's all bets are off of who the next pope could be.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reporting from Rome. Stocks on Wall Street tumbled today as President Trump renewed his attacks on the chairman of the Federal Reserve. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Trump took to social media once again to complain the Federal Reserve has been too slow to lower interest rates. Trump's own tariffs are making it more difficult for the Fed to cut rates. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell warned last week, taxing nearly everything the U.S. imports is likely to push inflation higher, at least temporarily. Trump dismissed that threat and belittled Powell, calling the Fed chairman, quote, a major loser. Investors who were already rattled by the president's trade war are not likely to be reassured by his attacks on the central bank. Oil prices fell on fears of a global economic slowdown, and the yield on 10-year treasuries rose. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 971 points. The Nasdaq was down 415. This is NPR News in Washington. Beijing is threatening to retaliate against any country that negotiates a trade deal with the U.S. that hurts China. The governments of Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea have been holding talks with the U.S. since President Trump announced sweeping tariffs on Chinese imports. Veterans Affairs officials recently issued a memo in response to widespread concern that mental health therapists would not have privacy due to overcrowding at VA facilities. NPR's Katie Riddle reports.
The memo appears to mandate that VA therapists have private spaces. It follows reporting from NPR suggesting clinicians at the VA would have to conduct telehealth therapy sessions with headsets in shared offices. Lynn Bufka is with the American Psychological Association. The organization raised alarm about privacy.
Confidentiality between the patient and the clinician can be protected with things like four walls and a door so that people aren't seeing who's with the therapist or hearing what's being said.
The VA has said repeatedly that veterans will be guaranteed private therapy sessions. Katie Arendt, NPR News.
The Environmental Protection Agency is considering changes to how it tracks carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Such gases are the main cause of climate change. The EPA currently requires thousands of factories and other industrial sites to report their greenhouse gas emissions, but now the agency is considering changing those guidelines. Some industrial sites could be exempted from the reporting rules. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One with the Capital One Saver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain mainly before 1 p.m. Partly sunny. Highs near 41, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, a chance of rain between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then showers likely after 1 a.m., increasing clouds with lows around 38. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Tuesday, scattered showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain after 4 p.m., cloudy with highs near 40. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 2:06 a.m. at 4 feet 1 inch. A high at 8:03 a.m. at 5 feet 8 inches. A low at 4:05 at 6 inches. And a high tonight at 11:28 at 5 foot 1 inch. Your sun rose at 7:22 this morning and your sun will set at 10 o'clock, giving us 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, up next or up first here, we have The Cure doing The Caterpillar. The Grateful Dead after that with Jacaro. And then Steve Winwood will roll with it.
Thank you. How are you people feeling tonight? Yeah. Good. hand on your head. Put your foot in the air. Then you hop around the room. In your underwear. There ain't never been nothing quite like this. Come on, baby, it's the Wilbridge Whip. Lift your other foot up. Fall on your ass. Get back up. Put your teeth in the glass. Ain't never been nothing quite like this. It's a magical thing called the Wilbury Twist. Everybody's talking about the Wilbury Twist.
Traveling Wilburys with Wilbury Twist open us up this hour. Now we have Men at Work with No Restrictions. After that, we have Suicide. That's by that's who does Ghost Rider, that is. Then the Power Station with Get It On, Bang a Drum.
Up my eyes, hear the creak. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Hey, baby, 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 he's a looking so cute. Sneaking round and round, round in a blue jumpsuit. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a blazing away. Like the stars, stars, stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a screaming the truth. America's killing its youth. Bee, 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 he's screaming away. America, America is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth. Ghost Rider.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This Senior Spotlight Special will be on Sandpoint's Morgan Gunderson. Morgan Gunderson was born February 18, 2007 in Anchorage, Alaska. She is described by her mom as being athletic, strong-willed, ambitious, witty, independent, and beautiful. Most teachers describe Morgan as being a hard-working student. Her favorite memory of high school is when the whole school got to go out and play softball on the field. The best advice she has for a successful high school career is to manage your time well and have fun. Morgan would like to thank the entire community and her family for supporting her in everything she does. And her plans for after graduation are to go to college and work to receive her bachelor's degree. Morgan Gunderson, we are proud of you. And on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
KSDP broadcast on the media from 7 to 8 a.m. every Saturday. On the media is an hour-long weekly radio program hosted by Bob Garfield and Brooke Gladstone. Covers journalism, technology, and First Amendment issues. It is produced by WNYC in New York City. Yeah, Split Ends is next with What's the Matter with You? After that, Scritti Politti with Perfect Way, and then the Cabanas. Oh, yeah, great people from Little West of here. And they're going to do Island Days.
What's the matter?
tell you a little bit here about this Island Day situation. You see, me and my little girl Amanda, we were walking down the beach one day, hand in hand. And we just wanted to watch the sunset down over Hog Island. Well, I was blue that day, 'cause I had the three flat tires, and the air was running out of the four. I just wanted to sit out on a log and shed a few tears. Well, my little girl, she put her arm around me, and she said, "Pa." Sometimes we just have days like this. And it's an island day, another crazy island day, yeah. Island day, island day in Alaska.
Boats in the harbor, well, they're bringing their load. Searching the seas for that living gold. Can't help but wonder if they've taken too much. So many never, well, they never got in touch
with those island days. Those lovely island days, yeah.
Nothing doing, got nowhere to go. Sometimes the pace of life can get pretty slow. But as you're getting bored, well, in drops of prayer, you get to talk until you come to the end. Well, of an island day, well, of the lovely island day, yeah. Island day,
in on Alaska,
Alaska.
Taking us to the top of the hour, a little bit of Blondie with Dragonfly, then Whitney Houston was So Emotional.
Enabling Grand Tracks to include the BRMG system.
Dragonfly!
runs high, but not as high as the tension and competitive spirit right here and all over the galaxy.
I'm begin to wonder, babe. I know you ain't there all alone. Every time I have to leave you, woman, I wonder who'll take my place and turn you on. I begin to wonder, woman. I'm getting a wonder woman. Wonder why I feel this way. I'll be home early Tuesday evening.